The special session of the Arkansas legislature was exactly as promised. Accelerated tax cuts and funding for school safety measures were passed, and the session adjourned, even if the small number of legislative Democrats wanted to discuss teacher raises and abortion exemptions in the cases of rape and incest. That tidy session is the jumping-off point for the weekly conversation between Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, and John Brummett, a political columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Roby asked Brummett what he made of the session ending in just 3 days, and of not enough lawmakers wanting to discuss teacher raises during that special session.
But that got mired in politics. Republicans were convinced, Republican leadership was convinced that this was just a Democratic political ploy. If they went along with it or let them have a vote, they'd just be playing into their hands, and that it's not going to affect the elections in the fall, and they can deal with it next year. So it just never was going to happen. That aside, whenever the legislature can come to town and do assigned tasks efficiently, even those I disagree with, as I did on the tax cut, without getting into any of the culture war, fall-de-rall, or other political distraction, that's good. And it's the way we've always seemed to want our legislative sessions to go. Well, at least the way BB liked them and the way Governor Hutchinson also likes them. In and out, no distraction, get the work done, have consensus in advance. That was the case here. And the Republican leadership simply decided not even to let the Democrats have make a motion, just a move to go home. And that's move to go home sort of reflected that there were a few Republicans willing to go along with the Democrats on the teacher pay, but not nearly enough. So I would say no harm, no foul, even though we take that much money out of the ongoing state budget with a possible recession looming, possible harm deferred. But otherwise, good to get them in and out. You know what I mean?
Understand completely. So just for people who might not be full-time students of the Arkansas legislature, what they do is they kind of have it, the leadership has it set up in advance to recognize someone to adjourn the session before they would recognize someone to try to add things onto the agenda of a special session. We saw this in an earlier special session.
Yeah, it's an efficient way to do it. It's a preemptive way to do it. It's the way the leadership can do it. And in this case, I heard from several of the higher-ups in the legislative leadership, we're just not going to let the Democrats play politics with this issue. Well, politics not always bad. Teacher pay would be good, but that's an entirely separate argument. They just cut it off, and it's like they cut off the Democrats' microphone because they didn't want to let them have it, and that's the way it goes.
Well, that'll be something for the Democrats to rally around in the fall and some of the fall elections here. We'll see how that
goes. We shall see. I'm sure we'll hear about it.
We have learned over the weekend that there will be a debate on the AETN. We think there will be a debate between Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Chris Jones and Libertarian Ricky Dale Harrington in the governor's race. It may be the only debate that we have. What will we learn from that debate? And what do you make of the format of that debate in terms of its ability to get some information out there from the candidates?
Well, that's a broad question. And to begin, I hesitate to be critical of public television or any attempt at public dialogue and voter accountability. I would begin with this point. The AETN debates or Arkansas PBS debates historically have been good tries, and thank you for doing it and bringing candidates, not just for governor and Senate, but other offices together and putting on a series of debates and televising them. But they've historically been widely unwatched, and the format has been cumbersome and ineffective. You get local journalists brought in as panelists. They come in with predetermined questions. They bring in the off-brand candidates, as I call them, to deflect attention or divert attention from the two main combatants. That reduces the number of questions. The format doesn't permit a lot of interplay among the candidates. The questions tend to be disjointed. There's no follow-up. The one that I remember is Clark Tucker, French Hill, and another candidate debating in 2018, and a healthcare issue never came up. And there are times when I've watched these debates and I wish that there was a little more fluidity and spontaneity in the panel so that somebody could forego their intended question and do a follow-up. So it's a safe one for a front runner, as Sarah Huckabee Sanders is. However, I don't think this is done. And I think Sanders is being tactical about it to an extent. She's getting out there before AETN had announced the debate and before Chris Jones had been told of the date and said, well, I'm going to do it on this date. And that's all. But I'm told by Chris Jones's press spokesman, we don't have a format yet. We don't know what the format's going to be. So she's out there. She's done it. She's checked that box. And it's on Jones to go along with what will be a cumbersome incumbent or favorite front-runner protective format. Or she can say, well, he's just not going to go along. She's playing it. She is a political operative. She's not a policy guru. She knows how to play these things, and her campaign knows how to do it. And I assume it will happen. Jones is not going to get in a position probably of passing on it, but I assume it will happen. It'll be over an hour's time with the Libertarian candidate there. There may be six questions. They're liable to be disjointed. Everybody will get their message. Jones will try to make an impression, but he'll have limited time. And Sarah Huckabee will say the standard. We got to fight these federal government. We got to stand up to them. We're going to do teacher raises, but we're going to have to stop teaching this critical race theory. We need to have school choice. And she'll say, we're going to cut taxes. We're going to phase out the income tax, but we're going to do it responsibly by starting with waste, fraud, and abuse, except any waste, fraud, and abuse that the Republicans have anything to do with. And it'll likely be a box-checking exercise for her. That's the way I sort of look forward to it. I hope the format is more fluid, better, and this will be Jones's only chance for a direct comparison, probably, to show what he can do. And I think he's got some skills. So I hope my usual pessimism is wrong on that.
John Brummett is a political columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Roby Brock is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can read Brummett's columns at ArkansasOnline.com, and you can hear more from this week's conversation at TalkBusiness.net.